Hi, you're listening to Femin Fortune, and I'm your host, Miranda Webb, and this is my co-host,
Savannah Johnson,
and this is Aggie Radio, and today we're talking about objectification. Yay! So, why don't we start off, Savannah, why are you a feminist?
Frick, but you can edit this out.
Yes.
If I'm, okay.
Yes.
Hello, future Miranda. I'm going to be stuttering, so, shoot, it's hard to sum it up, honestly. It's just because, like, for all of human history, girls have been treated as less than guys up until, like, the past, like, 10 years, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to change because we are all the same species and we all deserve the same rights. And it's actually as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you'd think by now, by, like, 2016, we would have some sense into us.
Seriously.
But... was there any moment that was just a realization, or did you read any books or see anything, or did you grow up in the environment where you just felt feminism, or maybe there was a instance where you felt, you know, like, lower than, or less than a human?
It's definitely kind of always... I don't know, like, growing up, my dad was always very, like, you need to be powerful, you know, like, you need to be a strong person, you need to be able to defend yourself, because there are people out there who are going to try and take advantage of girls, because that's just how people are. And so he put me and my sisters in, like, boxing and MMA and jiu-jitsu stuff. And I learned a lot from my sister about feminism. My sister Erin, she is really, really good at martial arts, and she, like, beats all these boys all the time.
Oh, nice.
And whenever she would beat a guy, they would be like, oh, frick, like, I got beat by a girl, when it was like, why does that matter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so she would always stand up for herself, and she would always just, kind of, basically just kind of put them in their place, you know? And she would always tell me stories about how, she's been doing this her whole life, right? But even now, she's 22, and whenever she, like, wrestles with someone, they always try to, like, teach her how to do the moves, and they're always, like, belittling her and trying to be like, oh, you're a girl, like, I'll go easy on you, when she's really, really good at this, and she's been doing it for so long, and she's so much better than them, you know, like, at this sport.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll still always try and, like, teach her new stuff, or every time she does something good, they'll be like, oh, wow, that was really good, you know, just
mm-hmm.
very, like, demeaning ways of speaking to her.
Yeah.
And her husband does the same sport, and they're both really good, but just, like, watching how people in that sport talk to her versus how they talk to him, even though
mm-hmm.
they're on the same level, it's so different.
Mm.
You know, like, it's very, just because she's a girl, like, that's the only difference between those two, you know?
Yeah.
And not all people are like that, obviously, but it's definitely the majority, even still in 2016.
Right.
So that's something that kind of always, sorry, I don't even know what I'm talking about right now, but that's something that always kind of has shown me, like, we're not equal yet, you know, like, we still have a long ways to go,
mm-hmm.
and we need to fight for that,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest things, but also just feel like catcalling and
mm-hmm.
guys trying to take advantage of me, you know, like, it's a real thing, and
yeah
I don't know, I have this little story, actually.
Yeah.
So, at the 80s dance, did you go to that?
I did.
The 80s dance, yeah, it was fun at first,
uh-huh.
but then this guy started grinding on me, and I was like, I don't really want to do this, you know, like, I don't know this person, I'm not in the mood, I just kind of want to dance to some good 80s tunes. And so I just kind of, like, tried to, like, walk away from him, but he was, like, following me, and he had, like, one hand on my hip, and, like, one hand, like, on my butt, like, holding on to it, and I was like, I don't want to do this. So I turned around after, like, 5 minutes, and I was like, hey, like, are you okay if, like, we don't dance? And he was like, oh, yeah, totally. And then he still held on to me, still.
What?
Yeah, and then I kept telling him, I was like, please get off of me, and I started to get scared because he was this huge guy, and, like, he wouldn't take no for an answer, you know?
Yeah.
So finally, I turned around, and I grabbed his hands, and I, like, took them off of me, and I was like, excuse me, I'm about to swear. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And he was like, what's wrong? And I was like, I don't want to dance. And he said, what are you, a fucking Mormon or something?
Oh.
I was like, wow. Like...
Oh my gosh.
Do I have to have a reason? And do you
yeah.
have to bring religion into this?
Yeah.
Like, if I don't want to dance with you, that should be enough. And yes, sir, I am Mormon, actually. Like, why does that matter?
Yeah.
You know? And I've had other situations like that where the guy won't leave me alone unless I say, hey, I have a boyfriend, you know, like, whether that's true or not. Have you ever had that?
Mm-hmm. Or even if you do say you have a boyfriend, it's still, like, free game.
Yeah, seriously, like, oh, well, he doesn't have to know.
Yeah.
But the thing about that, saying, oh, I have a boyfriend, if they do back off because of that, that's showing that they don't respect you as a person. They respect a guy's object, basically,
mm-hmm.
more than they respect the actual person that they're objectifying. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they're more afraid of a guy kicking their butt than of a girl being like, hey, I don't want to do this, like, you're hurting me, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a huge issue, because I'm not an object, clearly.
Right.
You know, I have my own thoughts, and
mm-hmm.
oh, I'm getting angry.
But in some, this is like, the place to get enraged. But that, and especially, like, those situations, especially when he danced with you like that, you don't feel like a person.
No.
You're just like, what am I to
you?
Like
a butt.
Piece
I
of
felt
meat.
Like a giant yeah. butt. Why are you touching me? I don't
yeah.
know you, you know?
Yeah. But it's, yeah, those experiences, and this isn't, of course, generalizing all guys,
oh,
you know, there are sweethearts out there, but
yeah.
this is more aimed towards those kind of people who see us like that, and, you know, some of the times it's like, they think it's a compliment, or they think it,
yeah.
you know, I'm picking her up, and she likes this.
And some girls are into that, which is totally fine,
yeah.
too, you know? But
mm-hmm.
you need to ask for consent, and it's not
totally.
That hard to ask.
Totally.
Use your words.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's
just yeah,
really
so just, like,
hard.
So just those situations,
yeah.
and seeing, having gone through those situations, and seeing your older sister's example
yeah.
kind of brought you into this light, like, huh, what... What is this? What would I call it? You know?
Yeah, like, what's different about, you know, or how would I say that? Like, cut this out, because that didn't make sense.
No,
that
we'll
last
cut
sentence
that out.
That I said.
We'll go ahead and cut that out.
But not what you said, because I liked what you said, but I just don't know how to put it into words, you know?
Mm-hmm. But, my mom was definitely, so, I'm 5'2", and my mom was... I think about the same height as me when she was my age in college. And she actually, this is in college is where she found, you know, karate and her passion for it. And, you know, she went through so much of the same experience that your sister did with, you know, oh, the guys are like, I'll go easy on you.
Yeah,
don't worry.
It's like, why?
And then,
she's capable of doing it.
Mm-hmm. And she actually made it to the, like, worldwide karate championships
oh
in Japan. So she, like, flew herself out there. She got, like, second place in the country, 10th place in the world. And, you know, really showed
that
people.
Amazing.
But it's really funny because, like, you know, people judge her for what she is on the outside when she could really, you know...
Kick anyone's butt.
Yeah, exactly. And so,
oh
especially with my experience growing up and family stuff, I've never really had a problem with a very, with judgment or anything in my family.
Oh,
I wasn't
no.
treated any differently because I was a girl, you know. If anything, my parents were very encouraging to me on what I should, you know, do and go through and stuff. But were there any experiences as, like, a younger girl that you went through, or like maybe on the playground, that kind of made you think, like,
I was actually homeschooled, so not really,
really?
Just until fifth grade, but
oh wow,
I didn't really have anything when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's not
it's
something you
recent,
think about
because it was totally normal, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Exactly, and that's the problem, is it's like normal for like little
yeah,
girls, and you hear things like
normal.
Mm-hmm, and you hear things like run like a girl or
yeah,
throw like a
what
girl.
Is that?
I don't know
what is that.
I don't
understand. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I have a little brother, and he's awesome. He's 13, but, and my dad, like I said before, is awesome, but just seeing how even, like, my brother is treated in comparison to me and my sisters growing
mm-hmm.
up, like, my dad is always telling him, be more manly, like, be more aggressive, basically,
mm-hmm.
when that's so dangerous to tell a little kid that, you know, when he
mm-hmm.
just kind of wants to, like, draw and do all this stuff, and my dad is like, you need to be more aggressive, but then for me and my sisters, it was like... Yeah, like, you should learn how to defend yourself, but, like, go knit, like, go crochet, like, go do this
yeah.
stuff, when, I don't know, that's
yeah.
different, it's very different, and
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't be, because whatever someone wants to do, that's what they should be able to do, regardless
mm-hmm.
of gender.
It's
know?
Really funny, actually, because my mom, like, you know, she, when, before she got into her karate career and everything,
mm-hmm.
when she was younger, her parents put her in, like, ballet,
yeah.
and, like, whatever, and she was like, I'm sorry, I couldn't stand that, like, I had to get out of there, and, like, you know, for some people, it's... totally fine. It's their forte and stuff, but
there's
it just didn't
wrong
happen
with
to be
feminine
hers.
Either. There's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with that.
No. But. And, like, some of my most feminine friends are feminist still.
Yeah.
Yes, like, you know. But, yeah, just those situations where it's become a social norm to kind of just say, you know, act like a man or be a man or man up or, you know, act like a lady. You know, that's not ladylike and
so
stuff.
Yeah. What does that even mean? Be passive. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be manly, that means you be aggressive, you know, and you're dominant. But if someone's like, oh, be a lady, you have to sit there and, like, hold your tongue and be
crush
polite. Yeah,
yeah,
seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
yeah, and I think objectification definitely goes both ways too. It's totally not on the, and especially now in 2016, as like the decades progress, we're seeing a lot more of it in media and you know, television and everything. It's both sides of the spectrum. It's guys and girls. Definitely, you know, I had this conversation with guys before, and they think, you know, is it justified because I'm a man that I can, you know, you see all these shirtless guys in commercials or whatever, and it's like, no, that, it shouldn't be a thing either.
No.
And feminism kind of still covers that, too. It's not just exclusive to just females.
Yeah,
it's literally,
girls.
Yeah, it's literally just equality on both sides. And, of course, we don't mean equality on both sides, like, everyone should be nude on the screens. Like,
it's just whatever you want to do, you can do that, regardless of your gender. That's
mm-hmm.
all that is.
Mm-hmm. And it's scary now because little boys and girls feel like they have to be stick thin or super buff or
mm-hmm.
something just to fill that void, to fill that stereotype that people have placed.
Yeah.
It's just,
it's really sad.
It is a sad thing.
And it's going to take a while to change, too. And I don't know if it's ever going to be completely away, you know, because it's kind of ingrained in us.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Mm-hmm. Anything else about objectification that you wanted to cover or
yeah,
talk about?
I have,
She's ready. She's
oh,
got a
so
list.
Ready. Yeah, I got a list.
As soon as she heard the discussion of today, she's like,
out.
Wait a second. I
so
got
ready.
This.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so one of the things is, I don't know if I want to say this because my sister might listen to this, and so you can cut this out. I'm just going to be talking for a second.
Okay.
Because my sister doesn't know that I drink.
This is cool. This will
but,
just be a talk, and we will
yeah.
only put it in if you
yeah, we'll see where
feel.
It goes.
We'll see where it goes.
She doesn't even have to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have to listen to it. Okay, so this weekend, actually, what I was telling you about earlier. Is
yeah.
it still on?
Yeah, we're going.
Yeah, so this weekend, I got drunk for the first time in a long time, and this, not a long time, but, you know, like a while, you know, and I was with this guy, and he was sober, and he tried to take me down to his bedroom, and I was like, no, don't really want to do that, you know, like, I'm not in my right mind. I'm not in the mood, I don't know where this is gonna go, I don't know you very well, you know, like, that should be enough reason, you know, I just don't want to do that, but I couldn't think straight, and he kept, like, giving me more alcohol, and I was like, all right, like, this is what I'm supposed to do, you know, like, I'm supposed to, like, this is how I'm supposed to fit in, you know,
mm-hmm.
Which is crazy, because I am such a strong feminist, but it still happens every once in a while, you know, you still fall every once in a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so this guy, he eventually got me down to his bed, and we were laying there, and I was, like, I wanted to fall asleep, but he kept, like, trying to, like, make moves on me, and he was, like, touching me inappropriately, and I was, like, I don't like this, like, I am so uncomfortable, and I was just, like, oh, I hate this, but I still felt like I had to be, like, okay, like, at least, like, a little bit, like, at least kiss him, you know, because, like, I don't know why, honestly,
yeah.
just because I've always been taught that I need to please the guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, eventually, though, I was like, I can't do this anymore, you know, and I told him, I was like, I'm really, really not comfortable, and I almost, like, started crying, and he was like, oh, okay, like, fine, and I was like, I'm so sorry, and, like, I was apologizing.
Yeah.
And I felt the need to apologize, but he did not feel the need to apologize for touching me inappropriately and taking advantage of me, and that made me feel like an object, you know, Mm-hmm. Like, it made me feel like I was doing something wrong when I was just trying to, like, hang out with my friends. Yeah. And he was the one taking advantage of me and didn't even view me as a person, didn't ask how I was feeling. I don't even think he knows my last name, honestly. But it was just like, this is so wrong. You know, you can't just take someone and turn them into this thing to do whatever you want with, you know? So that's, yeah, that's something recent that happened. And I just, and I've heard so many stories from that from other girls and even other boys. Like, I've heard girls doing that to guys too, you know? Like,
totally.
There's just no excuse to not ask for consent. There is no excuse. There's always someone else who's going to be willing, you know? Or, like, excuse me, like, go jack off or something if you need to that bad. But, like, don't take someone else and force them to do things with you. It's literally not that hard. So that's something. And I've had a few experiences like that, too. Like, it's not just one person. It's not just one guy. You know, like, that's, a lot of people are like that, guys and girls. So... yeah. And I'm not trying to be, like, whiny or dramatic or attention-seeking. It's, these are the facts, and I'm just sharing them, you know? Yeah, I'm not exaggerating. This is, and I like boys a lot. You know, boys are great. I like boys. Like, there's no excuse to be like that. And, like, sexual and romantic things can be really, really fun, but it can turn into something really dark really fast as soon as someone objectifies the other person.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Totally.
That's my two cents on that.
Yeah, and the thing that is, because it's so real and so out there, it's amazing that there are people who still think things like rape culture isn't real. Like,
rape culture is so real.
It's a thing, and especially in college with, you know, every day we're faced, if we're walking alone or something down the street, where we get this... I don't know why we have to feel like we have to be afraid all the time, or...
yeah, like, why do I have to carry a knife walking back to my dorm?
Yeah,
you know, like, that should not be necessary. Unless I'm, like, fighting off clowns or something. But, like...
and things like... yeah, fighting off clowns is such a weird thing. Why is it so a thing?
Strange.
It's... okay, so it's Halloween time, and there are these just creepy clown people dressed up in the parking lots that, like, jump out and scare people, and, yeah, that's why you need a knife, definitely.
But that's the only reason.
I don't know, but, and things like rape are just kind of set aside so easily, like, just kind of whatever, and it really depends on, like, the judge or whoever is talking about it, who may not even,
it's just... that one judge where, he was... judging a rape case, and he asked her, why didn't you just keep your legs together?
I saw that.
Did you see that?
I saw that.
So even this man who has gone to years and years of school, like, he still was that ignorant to ask the victim who was forced into this. She obviously didn't want to do this. That's why it's called rape, why she didn't keep her legs together. Like, how can you justify that? People still ask, oh, what were you wearing? They still ask that. Or they say, oh, you shouldn't have been drinking then. That should not be an issue. Just don't take advantage of people.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook one day, and I nearly, like...
I lost it. I was so mad.
Like, threw my computer across the room. Like, call my dad later. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. That's awful.
Yeah, it's terrible. There's no excuse for, any of that, and objectification itself. I mean, things like being attracted to someone is something that comes naturally, and that's totally different when you compliment someone on, you know, something. But get your compliments straight, people.
Like, seriously,
put them
or find out if the, like, compliment the girl, and it's okay to flirt with people. Like, that's not what we're saying. You know, like, we're not like, oh, don't even make advances on girls. That's not it at all.
Yeah.
But just get consent before you try to touch them, you know, like, it's...
And, I talked about this in my first episode, but there's something called How I Dress Does Not Mean Yes. So, girls also get blamed for their rape situations based on the way that they were dressed when they went... you know, to school, heck, or, you know, to a club or whatever, and, you know, people try to justify that by saying, well, did you see how tight that skirt was? Like, she was obviously asking for it, and you're like, oh, yeah, totally, that's what she
That's what she wanted. That's why she dressed like that.
Of course.
Yeah, that's why she wants to be abused.
Yeah.
Everyone wants that, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course. We're being sarcastic, by the way, if you can't tell. But, objectification, just don't do it.
It's a real thing.
You can like someone, you can have a crush on someone, but, like, chill, literally.
Just calm down. It's not that hard, guys. I read this book called The Gift of Fear. My dad gave it to me, actually. My dad's great. But the whole thing is, like, when you get this feeling that someone's, like, when you just get, you know, we all know that feeling, you know, that bad feeling where you just know you should not be in the situation. Like, you need to listen to that feeling. And that's, it's not our job to try and prevent from being, it's not our job to, how would I put that? Like, as a victim. You're going to have to cut this out because I'm trying to find the right words.
Go ahead, just think. There's a conversation. We just edit out whatever. I totally just, like, cracked my neck just then.
Did
I was
you?
Like, they probably heard.
Ooh.
We could probably do that, right?
Yeah,
it won't go on, but we'll just be cracking everything. Wow. I wonder what that sounds like. Ah! I gotta remember where this is.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so, like, if you're being harassed by someone, it's not your job to prevent that, you know? Like, you're not responsible for it. But we do need to learn how to listen to those feelings, because there's always going to be bad people out there, and women are always, and men, everyone's always going to be objectified, you know? But this book that I read, I don't even know why I'm talking about this, honestly, but basically it was saying when you get that feeling, you need to listen to it, because I had that feeling when I was in that guy's bedroom, and I was like, I need to get out of here. But I didn't, because something was like, oh no, you need to be polite. But, like, if you get that feeling, you need to get out of that situation, because you're probably going to get hurt, because we've been given this ability, like, almost a sixth sense, you know? And we need to listen to it, because there's always going to be bad people.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot where I was going with that, so you can probably just cut all of that out, but it was like, we need to be able to defend ourselves, too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll keep the good stuff in.
Yeah.
We'll go over it, and you can listen
to
it.
Yeah, just delete all that. I just had to, like, I was just thinking about that.
No, because
like,
that led
that
me
out.
To this thought, then, because, What were you saying? You read this book, and it's like, it was basically saying,
we have this gift that is fear. You know,
when you feel
fear.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I was going. So my mom has always been like, Miranda, you need to like stop trying to please people, because I'm such a people pleaser, and I feel like I have to be like that all the time. I want to be liked by everyone. I don't want to be hated. I want to like fit in with the crowd. This isn't an unusual feeling. Like, everyone wants to be like this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not everyone, but, you know.
At some point in your life, everyone has felt
Yeah. And so, I've gone on, like, you know, dates, and that sounded like deets. I went on some dates, and, you know, hung out with people who made me uncomfortable or I didn't really like. And my mom was just like, Miranda, you need to just, like, do what you want and, like,
get out of that situation.
Yeah, get out of the situation. You don't have to be. And it wasn't, none of the such situations really led to anything extreme or anything like that. But it was just like, I felt like I had to do something for the other person, which I don't. And she, you know, she and my two older sisters have been so encouraging, like, you don't have to please everyone, and you don't owe it to them to do anything.
Because you're your own person, you're
exactly.
not an object, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have your own thoughts and your own personality, and
mm-hmm.
you don't have to give up any of that to anyone else.
Yeah.
So if you feel that, get out.
Yeah.
Basically.
Pretty much. But
scary.
Be happy with who you are, and love yourself, and, you know, you deserve the best.
Mm-hmm. We all do. That's what feminism is just deserving the best, honestly.
We are equal around here, folks.
God.
Man, we're, like, breaking all the rules. I definitely broke my foot, and it's being all, like, wonky.
Oh.
Right now? No, it's just, like, making noise in the background, so
oh.
if you hear
some squeaking,
that's me. So, this has been Femme Fortune. I'm Miranda Webb.
I'm Savannah Johnson.
And we are not objects!
No!
Alright, thanks for listening to Addy Radio, you guys. Peace out.
Yeah.